they've interfaced animals with computers now.
Oh, my God.
They have a project called the RoboRat, which was done at the State University of New York, and Dr. Tower is responsible for this one. And what they have done is implanted electrodes in a rat in the brain where his sensors for his whiskers would be.
Yes.
And by stimulating those sensors by remote control, they can literally drive the rat around so he travels through wreckage or to do surveillance or whatever. And he can carry video transmitters and surveillance hardware.
Yikes. So in other words, let's see if I've got it straight. A rat's whiskers, when it brushes up against something, send a signal that directs him. In other words, whisker hits something on the right, he goes left or navigates to a different place, yes?
That's the gist of it. And by directly injecting electrical signals instead of actually using the whiskers, the remote control signals can steer the rat around. And so he estimates for about $40 per rat, they can outfit them with equipment to allow you to search wreckage for survivors or perform surveillance operations.
That's
they can
amazing.
Be given GPS, video, and everything.
Yeah, that's absolutely amazing. And how far are they along with this?
They're already in operation. Anybody can go to the net and put RoboRat in and find out a lot about this.
So all you'd have to do is put a little backpack on our rat friend.
That's correct.
And it would supply everything needed to guide the... That's amazing. That's amazing. I can see the applications. For example, as you pointed out, searching wreckage and, frankly, a lot more in the world of spying. In the covert world, there'd be plenty of application. This stuff, how black is this kind of thing?
Well, actually, some of this is pretty well known because it's being done in universities under very open research grants, and the findings are very exciting, and they do want to share a lot of this because it isn't something amazing or very difficult. I mean, once you get right down to it, it's simply wiring brains and computers together. And it's done simply enough. So
wiring brains and computers together. What about, let's jump up several levels and imagine a really good computer tied into a human being.
Well, in fact, we are at a point right now where there wouldn't be anything to prevent you from simulating sensory data using a really good computer, and a human being could be given an artificial environment to live or work in. Very much like a video game is generated, and I'll get to the specifics of that in a moment. I wanted to cover one more robotic animal that they had come up with.
Please.
Much smaller than the rat. In Tokyo, they have a robot roach. They wire directly into the antenna of the roach,
yes.
They implant electrodes in it, and the roach can be driven around just like a robot. And it can carry a little video camera or a microphone.
So nothing there for the covert world, huh?
That's right. That would be one of those things you wouldn't even know if you were swatting a bug or a bug.
Or a machine bug.
That's right.
Boy, I'll tell you, I said it at one of the breaks. We are headed into some kind of strange world.
Well, we can see where it's going.
Yeah, I guess.
Did you know that machines are about to overtake humans in the usage of the Internet?
No, I didn't.
Machines use the Internet almost as much as human beings, and very shortly they will be the largest user of the Internet. And that was something I just found out the other day that was rather surprising.
Let's think about that one. Machines will be numerically... Are we talking of, how are we measuring this? The amount of data moved or...
The amount of connections and the amount of data being moved by machinery as opposed to human beings.
Yikes.
Now, in a further development, we were talking about the robotic animals and the artificial brains. There is a point to all of this. Have you ever heard of Project Alpha?
No.
This is the U.S. Joint Forces Command project. It's an analysis group is working on a thing they call Project Alpha.
Yes.
They project that by 2025, we will not have any humans in warfare. Instead, on the battlefield, we will have robotic combatants.
Yes. Charles Osman was very much headed in that direction, and I can see it happening. In other words, machines will fight our wars for us.
Right. We're almost there. In fact, we had spoken about UAVs on the last program I did with you, and I had said that there were going to be some developments very near in the future, and they had a couple of small models. They now have UAVs that are used in Iraq to locate and shoot snipers remotely.
How much longer are we going to have fighter pilots?
Well, the way things are proceeding, I would say within 5 years we're going to see a remotely piloted jet that has no pilot in it, and it has its own brain and can be taken over only on emergency need if necessary.
Again, wow. So fighter pilots have a rather limited future.
That's true.
20 years from now?
I don't see any fighter pilots in 20 years.
None.
Not me.
So it'll be a machine war, or all wars in the future will be machine wars of one sort or another. I mean, really, they're almost already there now with our smart bombs. They're not that smart, but they're pretty good.
We do have weapons capable of locating their own targets at this point and homing in on them and getting them. And it's going to be to the point in the very near future where, and it's going to be a gradual process. They're going to be turning over more and more aspects of it to robotic aircrafts, you know, autonomous unmanned vehicles. And much of our surveillance will be done with small machinery that sneaks into an area, perhaps airdrop thousands of them to blanket an area, cover everything with surveillance, microphones, and intelligence gathering data. And that, you can imagine, can be done pretty much within the next year or two, if not presently.
I know we displayed a little bit of that in Iraq. I wonder how much is really actively being researched right now that might be used in the next war.
Well, I have a very good feeling that we're going to see a lot of it in the news within the next year or two.
That certainly is going to change the nature of warfare. And then what do you ultimately imagine? That some other enemy will develop similar technology, and then you have only machines battling machines.
Well, I think there's always going to be a need for the human element, at least for the next 20 to 30 years, in warfare.
Yes.
Much of the battle, you know, much of the combat will probably be done with machinery in about 20 years. I don't see a limit, really, to what you could do with the machinery, considering how rapidly the technology is developing. So, yeah, it's all going to turn into robotic warfare before you know it.
So you could have
an arms race in a new field.
So you could have a war where our machines battle somebody else's or some other country's machines, and the side that loses then gets slaughtered by the machines.
And that's a distinct possibility at this point.
Oh, God. What a future.